This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is set to be inaugurated Wednesday. As preparations for the day continue, the FBI is conducting security screening of the 25,000 members of the National Guard assigned to Washington to protect the event. This amid worries of a potential insider attack. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy told the Associated Press that he and other leaders have not seen evidence of any threats. He also said the vetting did not turn up any issues among the Guard members so far. Meanwhile, the U.S. Capitol complex temporarily locked down during a rehearsal for inauguration after a fire in a homeless encampment roughly a mile away. But law enforcement officials say there was no threat to the public and the fire was not believed to be a threat to inauguration. Local firefighters did put the blaze out quickly. Officials said the evacuation of some participants and the lockdown were ordered by the acting chief of Capitol Police in an abundance of caution. Nerves remain on edge and security extremely tight. Nearly 2 weeks after thousands of supporters of outgoing President Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol. Russia's most prominent opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, called Monday for his supporters to take to the streets after a hastily organized court ordered him jailed for 30 days. The makeshift court set up in a police station on the outskirts of Moscow, where Navalny was being held, agreed to a request from prosecutors for Navalny to be kept in custody until February 15th. Navalny, President Vladimir Putin's best-known domestic critic, was taken to the station after a dramatic airport arrest on Sunday. Read more on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte won a crucial confidence vote in the Chamber of Deputies on Monday. The vote allows the prime minister to hang on to power after a junior partner quit his coalition last week, opening a political crisis amid the raging COVID-19 pandemic. Had he lost the vote, Conte would have been forced to resign. After his appeal to opposition and non-aligned parliamentarians to back him following the walkout by former Premier Matteo Renzi's Italia Viva party, Conte's government won the lower house vote by 321 to 259. The leader of Uganda's main opposition party, Bobi Wine, said troops raided its headquarters on Monday as staff tried to prepare a legal challenge to President Yoweri Museveni's declared victory in an election last week. Wine, who is under house arrest currently, said party leaders were now on the run. A police spokesman said the National Unity Platform office had been cordoned off for security reasons, but he gave no more details and did not say if troops had entered the premises. Wine said later on Twitter that the U.S. ambassador to Uganda was sent away from his gate after she tried to visit him. There was no immediate comment from the U.S. embassy on the planned visit. Shops in Greece reopened for the first time in 2 months Monday as the government took its first steps toward easing coronavirus restrictions to try to breathe life into the retail sector. Retailers selling non-essential items were allowed to serve customers under heavy restrictions, with shoppers required to register by instant message and book appointments with hair salons. Facebook said Monday it had started the process of appointing a legal entity as a local representative in Turkey in compliance with a new social media law, but said this would not change the company's community standards. Facebook said in a statement, if it faces pressure on those standards or the global process for reviewing government requests, it will withdraw the representative. Critics have said the law muzzles dissent from people who have turned to the online platforms as Ankara has tightened its grip on the mainstream media. Americans celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day Monday amid a global pandemic that has forced many events to be moved online and at a time when the country faces threats of political violence surrounding the inauguration of President-elect Biden. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka.